Now, the songs that you collaborated with Daryl on, what were some of your personal favorites?
Well, of course, the first time I realized that we could do a hit record was when we did Love Will Keep Us Together, which was just a complete joy. We heard it on an album that was done by Neil Sedaka, only in the UK. He'd released it in the United Kingdom, in England, and all around there. And one of our A&R guys, artist and rep guys at A&M Records, which was our record label at the time, called us in because we were looking for one more tune to finish our first album for them. And he said, listen to these songs on Neil's album out of the UK. And we listened, and they were really nice songs, but then we heard Love Will Keep Us Together, and we both just went, that's it, stop now. That's the one we're looking for. We went into the studio the very next day, and we finished the final track by, finished the mix within 3 days. And the minute we played it back, the final mix, I could hear what Daryl had done, that it was the kind of song that just absolutely popped out of the radio, especially AM radio was really big at that time. And if you heard that sound, you had to stop and listen. He just had that gift for that kind of thing. So, you know, needless to say, it entered the charts in November of 1974 and became the top hit of the summer of 75, and then went on to win the Grammy for Record of the Year. So I would have to say that was the first most fun I had doing a recording with Daryl.
And Tony, just hearing you I got the chills when you told me this. It was like,
oh yeah?
Yeah, because I can remember the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
And when you, like, you and Daryl, you were listening, you were like, yes, that's it. When I heard it for the first time, I'm like, oh, that song is so perfect. I will never forget the feeling of hearing that song. And that's what's so exciting to me about music.
Yeah.
When it's that powerful and it strikes you.
You know, an interesting thing about that is when it started climbing the charts, the man who wrote the lyrics, Howie Greenfield, who lives in L.A., and of course Neil Sedaka lives in New York, Howie called A&M and said, who is this group that's doing this song that Neil and I just wrote? And they said, well, it's our new group, it's Captain and Tennille. He said, well, I want to meet them.
Yeah.
And so we got in touch with Howie, and then he ended up becoming just a dear. I just loved that man. He was just the sweetest man in the world, and we got to be really big friends with him, good friends with him. And then he introduced us to Neil when Neil came out from New York for a visit, and then Neil became a good friend. And of course, we recorded several of their songs because they just suited our style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, You Never Done It Like That, Lonely Nights, things like that worked really well for us.